Don Thorne, and he's just going to tell us a little bit about his experiences at Western Connecticut State. Did you first start off with where'd you go to school?
Okay, I had a variety of educational experiences, a little bit here and there. Finally got my degree from Columbia Pacific University in California. I came here in 1973. Yeah, that's right, 73. And I worked 24 years before retiring, which was last August, 97.
And did you start in the business area, or did you?
Yeah, before I came here, I worked for Pitney Bowes, and before that, I worked for a hospital. So I never had any university experience before coming here.
What hospital was that?
New Rochelle, New York.
Oh, New Rochelle?
Yeah.
There.
That was my hometown.
Okay.
Is this all you've been your position here? Like, what do you do here?
Actually, I started as an accountant.
Accountant?
Yeah. And back then, we did everything by hand. There was no computers. This was in 73. You're laughing.
I had to do that once for a class in high school. I can see how it
really
can go.
Yeah, so actually, the first computer terminal I saw was in about 1978 or 9. Mm-hmm. Up to then, we did everything the old-fashioned way. You know the old joke about the accountant with the eye shade? That was us. And then that was that way for about the first 8 or 9 years I was here. And then slowly we got computers, and we had an in-house computer system for a while. And about 5 years ago, we got a package called FRS, which we're using now. Then we're going to something called client-server in the next few years. And I think that's the reason I'm working now, because the man that took my place, John O'Connor, will be attending seminars and training classes. So hopefully I'll be in to take his place while he's away. So.
Okay. How'd you get involved in this university?
Okay, I worked for Pitney Bowes Alpex, which was a division of Pitney Bowes, and they closed up in 1973. And part of the deal was they would find us jobs. And there was a job posted on the board over at Pitney Bowes here in Danbury. A job at the college. I said, yeah, that sounds interesting. I'll go over. And I got hired. And so actually I worked part-time at Pitney Bowes at night until they actually closed, and I worked here. So that was...
Is that the job like involved like working with like numbers like you did in accounting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was an accountant all my life.
Right. Okay.
In fact, I didn't know what I wanted to do until I was in the Army. I took an aptitude test before I got out of the Army. Mm-hmm. And they said, accounting may be your strong point. So I went to school afterwards. Here I am.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What did the campus look like when you first started here?
Oh, boy. The talk then was of a brand new campus on the west side. That was in 73. And it was just a dream then. And I think we owned the land. If I remember, the land was just there in 73. And then slowly it got developed, and I can't remember the years, but very slowly the buildings went up one by one. And, but this was the only campus here at that time.
It was mostly at Midtown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Midtown.
That was still the college, right? Not the
yes, it was. When I came, it was Western Connecticut State College, and in 1983, I believe it became a university.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Right.
Was Whitehall this high school still? Or
no, no, it was still no. We owned it. We owned it.
How were like the students like? I mean, was it like a lot? Was it a lot less than what it is now?
Yeah, it was less, but not that much less. I don't have the official count, but I'm trying to think. It was smaller, you know, it was a lot smaller. I should have been prepared with the numbers here.
No, that's fine.
Maybe you have them even. Let's see. Of course, we didn't have the parking garage.
Yeah.
Other than that, the Midtown campus, except for the cosmetic changes, has not changed that much.
No.
I think the biggest change is the quad. That really makes it a campus.
Makes it look more of a a livable kind of thing instead of just like building stuck in a city. It makes it a lot better.
I guess I was one of the few people left who worked for Dr. Ruth Haas. I worked under Dr. Haas 1 year before she retired.
When did she retire?
She retired in 75.
Okay. What was like her position? What did she do?
Oh, was she?
She was president.
Yeah, she was the president. Yeah.
Okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
She like she.
A nice old lady. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but she was very sweet. She knew everybody's name. I remember her coming in early in the morning and going down to the garage. I think she knew the name of every guy on the custodial crew. That was just her way. You know, she was very personable.
Yeah.
She knew everyone's name who worked here. I don't know if she knew every student's name, but she was that type of person.
I didn't see that happen.
Yeah.
As I heard, let's see, what else do we have?
I guess one of the changes here is the athletic field.
Okay.
That's something we didn't have. We played the football games over on Osborne Street, across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's an old field over there. That's where they play the football games.
When did that go up?
Not too long ago. I think that's no more 5 or 6 years. I'm sure it's been here since you've been
here. Yeah, it's been here since I've only been here 2 years.
Yeah, probably the early 90s, I think.
Yeah, I was here in 94, and I think they were just putting it down, so it might have been then.
Now, just before I came, I think they turned the school here over to the town, but we owned that at one time, Roberts Avenue School.
Okay.
Yeah, and they turned it over to the town just before I got here, so that must have been the early 70s.
What did the school use it for? Just like regular elementary school?
I'm not sure, but they trained teachers there in some way. I'm not really sure. You'd have to ask someone who's a little older than me.
Maybe Janik.
He's the official historian, I understand.
Yeah.
Danbury.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I know they had, when I started here in 94, they still had those plans for Westside to be like the main campus. I mean, those were like the long range plans, and what I can see, they're not going to move it at all.
No. From what I understand, is we'll have two campuses, always.
Oh, okay.
When I first got here, one of the auditors who came said to me, it's too bad that you guys didn't have the Fairfield Hills campus. That would be perfect.
Heard about that.
Yeah, that would be perfect for a college.
I've been there. It's really good. It's perfect, as Ricky said.
Perfect campus, a lot of grounds.
Used to be a nut hospital.
Yeah. Oh, you never heard of Fairfield Hills?
I'm not from Danbury.
Oh, it's a hospital.
I know the school, that's about it.
Yeah, it's a hospital, but it's now, I don't know what's going to happen
with
it.
It's sitting there.
That's right. The state closed it down. But that would have been a perfect place for Western Connecticut State, I think.
So
it's kind of tough with the two campuses. You know, we're a commuting school anyway, so it would be nice if we're all together. Apparently that will not happen.
How's everything? Has it improved since you've been here? Like the school in general? Has it gotten
better? Yeah. When I first got here, there was a lot of people didn't even understand that this was a four-year college. So our name has been in the newspaper more. And I think that started back probably with Dr. Feldman, who was the president from 1980 to about 90, something like that. He put our name in the newspaper, and it wasn't always good, but at least we got our name in it. Now you ask almost anyone in town, and they know that we're a school. I moved here in 1968, and it took a couple of years for me to even realize it was a four-year college here. So that part has changed.
Yeah, because since I've been here, this college just seems like it's grown.
Yeah.
It's grown tremendously since I've been here. I've been here like 4 years.
Right.
At the parking garage, the quad,
right?
You know, improvements at Westside, that's tremendous.
Yeah, I think the quad, of all things, makes it appear more like a campus, which they have to have here.
Yeah. I mean, this has all been here since I've been here. So.
Yeah, so you're you haven't seen the changes over the years.
No.
They added, like, I don't know if you might know this, but like new sections for like learning? I mean, like, this has always been a teacher's college, so I'm assuming that program's been here for ages.
Yeah, I guess it started out that way in 1903. I think it was Danbury Normal School, which they called it. Yep. And then it went to Danbury State Teachers College. And then I'm not sure what years.
I know they have like a lot of like programs and stuff, like, you know, they have biology fields and stuff. But I'm trying to think. I mean, do you know if they introduced any or if they cut any for some reasons or anything like that?
Not being in the academic end, I'm not really sure program-wise. I don't think anything was ever cut. Of course, they've added throughout the years. You know, from the teachers' college, they've added. They've got to three schools now.
Okay. Trying to think. Like, what with your job? What exactly does it involve with the school? I mean, do you just like do like paychecks or?
That's part of it. We have accounts payable. Okay. Accounts receivable, which is the cashier's office out here.
Okay.
That's where you guys pay your tuition.
Right.
Let's see, accounts payable, accounts receivable, payroll. The main part of the job, I would say, is the spending plan, which we're working on right now.
Okay.
And what we do, each spring we submit a plan. Well, here's a big change.